Holy smokes, it is the very first of our summer break live releases here. I guess that's what we're going to call them. Sure, why not? Hey, what the hell?
Hey, Eric, get your beach balls out of here.
I got two of them. They're hanging a little lower as I get older, but you are fucking welcome to play with them, Chris.
Nice. I burnt your wiener, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Now you got to kiss it.
Grill master.
Good gravy. You know, I thought I was on vacation. I still have to hear this
Listen, and if you'll be enjoying live episodes, but I just want to mention to the folks at home that more talk about kissing wieners is available on patreon.com/wehatemovies. Almost, I think this month will now put us over 550 hours of in-studio talk on Patreon.
And all you need to do, ladies and gentlemen, all you need to do is donate $10 and you unlock 550 hours of content. It's $10. It's just $10 for 550 hours. Ladies and gentlemen, how could you not? Ask yourself, how could you not?
That's right. And then, you know, the archive is 133. I think the regular $5 level is also, it's 162 hours or more than that. Plus, you get the archive, which is 133. Folks, this is a value you cannot let go by your fingertips.
I love that for season 13 of We Hate Movies, we're prepping to become mega church pastors.
Yeah. I thought we were doing more of a Jerry Lewis thing, but then you guys went straight to the evangelicals.
Jesus needs money, and he wants it to be given to We Hate Movies, patreon.com/wehatemovies.
I was doing more of the, what do you call it there, the Home Shopping Network guys. There's some dude that's selling gems on there that's totally insane.
He's no.
We watched this uncut.
Yeah, all cut gems. He's like, we're not allowed to sell it for this price. If John finds out, we're going to be in huge trouble. But here it is anyway. $849. None of the crummy crummies, only the good stuff. He called them crummy crummies, like bad gems.
Oh, no, crummy crummies.
I love it.
Selling crummy crummies might make you end up in a super jail.
Thank you.
That's true.
From someplace where you might find Sly Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger. In Escape Plan from 2013.
Shit, man. Got all these crummy crummies going on.
They got crummy crummies.
Only the good stuff, not the crummy crummies.
That's right, gang. The Escape Plan show was in Boston earlier this year when we kicked off some live shows that we were very excited to get off here in 2022. So, we're kicking here. We're having some margaritas, hanging out, playing with our beach balls, and we hope you enjoy Escape Plan live in Boston.
Hello.
How are you?
How are you doing?
Hey, how you doing? Thank you for coming out.
Well, I'll just talk like a human being. How about that?
Good idea.
Boston, what is happening? Oh, shit.
It's amazing to be back in Bean Town, where I believe you people invented the bean dinner.
They did indeed.
And it has been a while since we've been here.
Wow. Holy shit. Holy shit. I didn't know it was going to come. Okay, so like 2 hours ago, cut to 2 hours ago, right on this very stage, he goes, you know what I'm going to do?
Yeah.
I'm going to work in a bean dinner reference. Yeah.
I was doing a Stallone thing. I could see like the map of everything. I'm like,
bean dinner joke. How would I go completely out of my way to talk about beans for no reason?
Got to think about it for a little while.
Sadly, we do not have any beans with us tonight.
No, we don't.
Thank God.
I did take a long walk in your fine town and visited some of your best smoke shops. They're fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
A wonderful place.
Can I just say, we spent some money yesterday.
So thank you for coming out, recouping some of those costs.
Yes.
Some of those costs.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Cool. My name is Andrew Jupin.
I'm Chris Cabin.
Eric Siska.
Steven Sadak.
And we are We Hate Movies from New York City. Thanks for coming out, Boston. It is nice to be back. We are here to talk about Escape Plan from 2013, directed by someone none of you have heard of, including the four of us on here. Mikael Hofstrom!
Gesundheit.
I'm sure he's a very kind, gentle individual. This is, of course, Steve coined it, Heat for Morons.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
Heat for Morons.
It finally happened! Oh my God, they're in the same scene.
Heat for Morons, I've been calling it Conservative Sneakers.
Yeah, there's that.
It's also a good one. Yeah, I mean, because...
So what are those, New Balances? How does that work?
Yeah, it's very nice. Good run.
Yeah.
I think that's what Ben Stein wears. if you're unfamiliar, right, so this was like the first time in Hollywood history Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger teamed up to co-bill a movie. If that's not history, I don't know what.
Because the first Expendables had come out, but Arnold was like, yeah, that looks like a lot of fun. See everyone later. Concessions are back there. Goodbye, everyone.
I mean, the Heat for Morons thing is absolutely true because you would watch Heat and only Stallone would be like, you know what? There should be so much more of De Niro and Pacino just yamming at each other. Take all the action out. Fuck it. Just them yamming at each other would be great.
Man, I watched that. It's like almost 3 hours long. What a rip, man. They sit in a diner for 30 minutes. Is it? It's fucking ridiculous, man.
It should be in a whole film, and it should be in a prison.
God, I want a fucking evacuation code. That's...
That does bring to mind, Steve, the question for you all. How many folks watched this before we said we were going to do it for the show?
Oh,
look
yeah.
at a fucking personal DVD in the background. Nice. All right, yeah. That is a...
Apologies to everyone.
That
Did anybody...
is a financial investment.
DVD.
Was that a Father's Day gift your dad gave back to you?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, no, that's cool, man. Thanks so much.
You know what, son? I got enough coasters.
I appreciate that the whole trilogy's in this one box, but...
The whole trilogy.
Oh, fuck, I
God
forgot.
Damn
they made sequels to this.
Oh, too, baby.
Yeah.
Well, you had to do something to bring Hush, 50 Cent, to the fore. And, like, they get rid of almost everyone except for Stallone, 50 Cent, and then they bring in poor Dave Bautista for two of these fucking things. One is named Hades.
Whoa. He's no, escaping from hell?
He's not. That's the problem, cool. Eric. That's the problem.
Yeah, I'm Jeff Hades. Oh, okay, Mr. Devil. You think this prison of hell can hold me? Ray Breslin, I wrote the book on hell. The Dude. Bible.
Wait a second. That's an awesome like sequel. Get into like the horror realm.
Yeah.
It starts out like the first 5 minutes. Stallone's character is assassinated, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And of course, being a Stallone character, he goes straight to hell.
Yep. For sure.
And then the whole thing is he's trying to break out of hell. Actually, that's kind of the plot of Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
Kinda.
So maybe not.
Well, the thing is, like all Stallone movies, eventually he would have to be there for the wrong reason.
Yeah.
Like there was another Ray Benson. And he got it. He's like, I'm not supposed to be in hell. I only killed, you know, good bad people.
Oh, so, it's a case of mistaken identity?
Yes, I think that's usually how it goes with him.
But then it would be like, okay, you can leave, but you can't look back.
What's that? Hold on. Oh, no. Oh, shit.
Oh,
everyone
shit.
Just turned to shit.
Oh, Amy Ryan, no.
Yes.
Dude, poor Amy Ryan being in this movie, huh?
Poor What's a lot about? Of people. You will forget that, like, Sam Neill's in this movie.
Oh, God.
The Dude, movie forgot Sam Neill's in this movie.
It's crazy.
They're just like, ooh, we plumb forgot what that guy was up to. Goodbye, everybody.
It's kind of like the only jump scare in this movie. It's like, it's going along, and then boom, Sam Neill. And you're like, what are you doing here?
If this movie did suddenly turn into the Mouth of Madness, I'd be very happy. I have to say, that would make me very happy.
So would she. Very happy. Very happy about that.
I have
All
to
right,
say...
we got to escape the mouth.
Yeah, you can't escape my mouth, man. Look at these weird plastic surgery lips I got.
It's all over you, my mouth.
Yeah, this is like phase three for Stallone, right?
It's not good.
Yeah, he's like in those later Halloween sequels where Michael Myers' mask starts getting worse looking and worse looking.
They gave me a bad face. I don't know what to tell you.
Man, now I'm just going around there calling me the shape and shit. It's fucked up, man.
Have you seen Sylvester Stallone, Sheriff? Droopy lips, like droopy dog lips.
Heat for morons is coming to your town, Sheriff.
Tired eyes, drugged eyes.
Human growth hormone eyes.
His hands look like fucking cabbages, dude, in this movie. They are just round and weird.
It's all those years of hitting things.
Yeah, you know? I guess so, man.
He got very method about that.
Because early on, it's like they handcuff him, like, Jesus Christ.
I wanted to be realistic. What do you want from me?
I do like that he starts this movie essentially doing cave drawings in his prison.
Yeah. Dude, I don't know what is going on with this. He's like burning a bunch of paper and getting a little cup of ash ready, like it's almost Easter.
And he's preparing like little, what I call toilet paper drippies. It's like this toilet paper that he puts in the toilet and like makes a little ring around it. And then I forgot what
and he did. And they're dripping, so they are drippies.
Yeah, so what? How did he escape with the toilet paper?
I don't know. The toilet paper is part of it, but it's bizarre. Most of the chocolate milk has a lot to do with it.
Quite a lot.
The first, you have like your first like, oh, what is this movie about thing, where it's like Stallone's in prison. You're like, that makes sense. And you're like, okay, cool. And then you don't know that he's like this guy that does it for hire. And it's like a 20-minute intro kind of a scenario.
And here's the thing. Like, if you tell me this movie is about a guy whose job it is to break out of a prison, I believe you.
Yeah.
I don't need 20 minutes of this near 2-hour movie seeing a prison escape that doesn't count as the actual escape plan of the movie.
Well, now you know he can do it. He's the best.
Yeah. It should be escape plans then.
Yes.
That's true.
Oh, that should have been the sequel, actually. How about that?
Because you find out that it's this bizarre company where it's him, Vincent D'Onofrio, Amy Ryan, 50 Cent, and no one else.
Yep.
But it's a huge office building. Yes. I don't understand what's going on. Are there other prison magicians besides Sylvester Stallone, but he's like the number one guy?
No, they actually hire just regular magicians. They have the prison part, and the rest of it's just magicians.
You break out of prison cells, but I make coins come out of your ear. Yeah, you fired, man.
Oh my God, we fucked up. We sent the great Mysterio to San Quentin. And Stallone's at a birthday party.
Oh no, I was stabbed in the shower. I don't know why that's my magician voice.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Fuck it.
But I love...
Sounds magical to me.
Yeah, like, so he's in prison, and, like, the idea is, like, okay, you know, he's, like, kind of a secret shopper, I guess.
Dude, it's undercover boss. It totally is.
And he just stabs a guy, and I'm like, well, that's not okay, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, if he just goes in and just breaks out of the prison regular, that's fine. But he can't be stabbing people.
It's a weird career, right? Because he obviously hates prisoners, so stabbing them makes sense.
Sure.
And then, like, everything that brings them any little bit of delight, his job is to remove. Like, you got to get rid of the chocolate milk. They're going to be escaped. Hundreds of men are getting out of here with chocolate milk.
When he finally meets Schwarzenegger, Schwarzenegger's like, and they canceled the dance. And he's like, fucking fun. Fuck you. It's a prom. Ooh, prisoners going to prom.
Big problem here, man. Warden guy, sir. All these people in here still have a will to live, and that's a real problem. Prisoners are not people, and they should not have a will to live.
Well, I kind of love the idea is, like, if you are a secret shopper, you just start stabbing people. Like,
yeah.
It's like, oh, that, you know, welcome to McDonald's. Jesus!
You didn't fucking upsell me.
Call it the secret stabber. Yes.
That's well, my I think job.
It's probably like a write-off for that company, right? Like, in this, you know, hired jailbreak scenario, you killed 5 guys. All right, so that's, it's like, you know, $10,000 a man, maybe.
Yeah.
But it's all for the good of making sure the prison's secure. It's worth it.
When you do the breakdown, I think it's definitely the biggest item, though. You were deducted $10,000 for stabbing a man in the chest.
And whatever happens when Amy Ryan blows up a car in the parking lot.
Again,
not something done in traditional business.
Well, that's how prisons are so funded right now. They got the Bureau of Prison Management. They'll blow up some cars.
Actually, that's true. Yeah, like the warden or whatever is just laughing. Like, you only want to blow up one car? You need one car.
Listen,
and you want to kill one guy? Okay.
We're not going to get the same budget as last year. We blew up 5 cars last year.
We used to have a parking garage.
So he breaks out because basically he gets locked up in the hole, which is a cell that has a keypad like right over here.
Yeah.
Like you could just
start get your arm like through the mail slot that they put your food in and just do a quick reach there.
And he's doing that with that giant cabbage. Yeah. Oh my God. You know, I've heard of like cauliflower ear, but whole body?
Cabbage hands.
You got cabbage
Famous
hands.
Famous cabbage hands.
I couldn't escape the prison because every key was like four keys at once.
Dude, he goes after that keypad and I thought it was going to be like that Simpsons, your fingers are too fat to die. By the way, this is a masterclass on how to get a prison guard to like you. He talks to this, I think, a guy from Daredevil. He was the guy who made Daredevil's helmet.
Yeah.
Oh, right. That guy.
He comes to the door, and he's like, hey, Stallone, how you doing? He's like, hey, man. I fucked your sister. I can fuck your wife, too, if you want me to, buddy. And he's like, what? Okay, yeah, man,
All right, nice job, smartass. And, yeah, the time is 4:15, and, yeah, oh, okay.
There's no reason for that. Oh, of course, I'll tell you.
Me and the guards are going to leave now. I'm going to go have a cigarette.
You better enjoy your view. It might get explosive outside.
What was that?
My girlfriend's going to blow up a car.
Because Amy Ryan and Sylvester Stallone, that is not a ship that I have, man.
No.
I'll tell
you. Absolutely not.
No, I don't think she did either.
Also, like, when she's blowing up this car, she's wearing a wig and sunglasses like it's a bad heist movie.
Yes.
That make me think I'm about to watch a heist movie.
Like, that prison doesn't know who she is. Why does she have to wear a costume?
Great point. Yeah, you have to talk to the boss in 30 minutes.
So, yeah, you need to know them.
Yes, you do. And he breaks out, like, they get into a car. They break out in a car with a vanity license plate that says Lucky Ray.
Yeah. I feel like you're just rubbing it in at that point.
I'm not a master criminal, but you don't use vanity plates in crime. You do not.
And his great breakout, we should mention, is... I walked around prison, found a fireman's outfit, looked pretty sharp. And
I did magic. You're just like the magic school I'm from.
The prison's fire department. They have a fire department right next. Maybe they do. I don't know if they do or not.
I have no idea.
No, yeah. I think it's just bad building placement. Like, one has nothing to do with the other one.
Well, yeah, we get that. The breakdown happens when we get to see Stallone's galaxy brain.
Yes.
Images of the inside. Like, he must have measured every piece of this prison, apparently.
This is where your mind is supposed to be blown, right? He's like giving, here's how I did it.
Yeah. Well, his mind palace, which is more like a mind shack or something.
But that's a problem because he's just like, he's supposed to be like the world's greatest genius, and every time it's just like,
well, you know, steel is melting at 400 centigrade.
And you're like, pardon me? What was that one?
Centigrade, man. Didn't you watch Bill Nye the Science Guy? I mean, come on. The chocolate milk has a thin atmosphere layer that you can use.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Totally. We'll do that slide.
He's
Thank you.
He's a genius. Here's $3 million.
Equal everywhere. I'm a genius.
The king. The absolute king.
Yeah, he's a genius.
So, like, whatever. They drive him. I guess, you know, the goal is... If you get maybe like an hour away from there, a mile away from the prison, then you can like call on a payphone and be like, "Hey, got you, stupid."
Oh, so if he doesn't get to that payphone, he doesn't get the money.
I think you got to start over.
Okay.
Yeah, you flow.
Yeah, game over. It's like a video game. You just
Ali action free.
I wish it was that dude. He picks up this phone and just goes, "Yeah, showtime."
Is Beetlejuice calling me? Yeah.
Beetlejuice.
Oh, man. That's why they had to cast Alec Baldwin in that movie.
Yeah.
It summons this big daddy D'Onofrio is what I called him in this.
Dude, he comes into this movie dressed like he's about to open Jurassic Park. This fucking suit that this guy has got. Oh, my God.
They should turn that into a prison, Jurassic Park.
It is a prison for dinosaurs. It's just poorly run.
Yeah. I wish I got that much space.
All right, because I look like a dinosaur. I'm here to investigate and make sure no dinosaurs get off this island.
What is that? Is that a little raptor?
Yeah, I'm a raptor.
No, Stallone's got T-Rex arms, man.
Amy Ryan's more of a Dilophosaurus.
Yeah, that island's not safe.
And Stallone can't open the door with those cabbage hands. Yes. Unlike the raptor, it's just like, nothing's doing, man. What the fuck?
How'd they do it in that movie? They seem to know it right off. Can't do it, man. What's happening?
It's a smart-ass lizard, man. That's all I got to say.
While Sylvester Stallone gathers your attention, Arnold Schwarzenegger swoops in.
Clever girl.
And they all serve the queen, Cynthia Rothrock.
Oh, that's goddamn cool. Right.
Hang on. Wait. There it is. All right. Just capturing that.
Well, now Cynthia Rothrock dinosaurs, it's turned into a Flintstones kind of a gag almost. Yeah. Like it's just kind of getting
the it works that way. Vincent D'Onofrio is sporting some kind of accent. Now, everybody in this movie has something wrong with their voice. Stallone is obvious, you know, Schwarzenegger, again, obvious, but with it's him, Sam Neill, who's got like a lion on a leash here, trying to keep that fucking accent back. And then Jim Caviezel.
Wow. Jumping Jesus Jim Caviezel himself.
Q himself, the big man.
I mean, it's like, I just feel like every day they ask, I'm like, so you're trying to be British? Like, maybe.
I'm wandering into Long Island there for a little bit.
Can I get back to you about what accent this is? Well, we're filming the movie right at this moment, so.
But yeah, D'Onofrio's, I guess it's like a Midwestern, like, oh, hey there, it's me. I think he was just bored. He was like, I've never talked like this in a movie, and this sucks. So this'll entertain me. I don't know if it's going to do anything. It'll entertain me.
Yeah, I thought it would be cool to meet Sylvester Stallone. Didn't work.
No one thought it'd be cool to meet Sylvester Stallone.
Don't you think that like getting Amy Ryan, I guess the money is just that good for Escape Plan? I don't know.
She did not show up for the sequels.
No,
because all she had, look, it was an in-and-out operation. She had to get that driveway repaved before the summer. So she got that sweet paycheck for this dumb movie and fucked off.
Hey, Amy Ryan, how do you feel about movies that come out in movie theaters? Because these sequels are not going to do it.
Don't you love watching movies on your couch?
All right, we're going to try to escape VOD.
Hey, Amy Ryan, how do you feel about movies when someone tells you they exist? You go, they made three of those?
It's a secret sequel.
How do you think about scripts that even Michael Jai White turns down?
Wow, just a fucking drive-by shooting of Michael Jai White who did nothing to no one.
He ruined Spawn. Stop it.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's what ruined
Spawn. That was the one.
Sure.
Leguizamo was doing great stuff there.
Oh, sure, yeah. Olivier
shitting and farting and vomiting and all that stuff.
He was like a little fat clown, huh?
Yes, he was. He was indeed.
It's cool.
I dubbed the Spawn.
Fudge.
I wonder if anyone was dressed up as him across the street this week.
Possibly. No.
Oh, a couple of clowns from Spawn?
Yeah.
Anybody cosplaying this weekend across the street?
Anybody?
No, perfect. No. Thank
bless you.
It's okay to dress.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, but so like, you know, they run the warden through it, and
this guy's pissed off, by the way.
He's really pissed. Mm-hmm. And he's like, what kind of a man would want to live inside of a prison? I'm like, dude, you're the fucking warden. You go there every day.
Yeah, you spend more time there than at home.
But he hates his job, maybe. And Stallone loves his. Oh, he loves being in there.
Oh, he loves it. He gets to draw. He becomes an artiste in prison, really.
Yeah.
But then there's like this weird will that, like him and Amy Ryan are fucking on the sly, I guess is the idea.
On the sly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you fucking on the sly, but sometimes the sly's fucking on you, man.
Oh, God. Both of those are losing propositions.
What was the lines there? He's just like, yeah, your cooking sucks. See you at breakfast.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
well, she throws the breakfast thing out because she says something like, you want to get dinner? And he's like, I don't know, man. Your cooking is quite awful. And she says something like, you can thank me tomorrow morning. Gross.
All right, yeah. I have to pretend to be attractive. Let me just look at a picture from 1986. 1986. Okay, I got it.
Well, this is, I mean, Olympic level negging. I mean, she's just going for it, and he's just like, your cooking sucks. I don't like you.
You're a bad coworker.
You suck at your job. That car should have exploded 5 seconds earlier.
I don't know who would want to have sex with you. Whew. Oh, boy.
And he goes into his bad office, which it's an enormous office for nobody to do work in.
Yeah. It's money laundering, Steve. Money
it's a
laundering.
Huge thing where, like, you know they're the only person in the building because there's a big sign, like, right at the desk, and there's some, you know, receptionist there or whatever, and he scans in. Like, this is it. This is the only business that's in this massive building. It's like fucking Nakatomi Tower, but four people work there.
How many calls a day is this receptionist fielding?
Is all from prisons? Is that all?
Yeah, no, but it's a lot of like, well, yes, I might be interested in a subscription to the New York Times. That'll eat up some time.
Or maybe she's getting phone calls from the Federal Bureau of Prisons.
Prisons.
Yes.
The Federal Bureau of Prisons, not investigation, that hires them all, I guess, is the what gets them going.
Right, exactly. It's like this is how the government is paying for it. So, okay, so we get the next mission, which is weird. It's like you just spent months in jail, and you're like on to the next thing. How about like some time off?
Yeah.
For some Sylvester Stallone alone time.
Hawaii. Go to Hawaii for a week. He's with like, Amy Ryan or without?
All right, I've been out of prison for 72 hours. Need to get back in immediately. Let's do this.
I'm fiending. I need lack of freedom now.
Yeah, no, I think he vacations at Hawaiian prisons.
That's you know, a smart move.
But it's no, instead of doing a prison, what about a black site? How about like just a totally illegal operation?
Oh, by the way, Hawaiian prisons, he could break out Ezra Miller maybe.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, that's definitely a guy you want on your team. Yeah, he'll beat up everybody.
We'll be out in a flash.
Elk.
It's bad, and you should not like it. Yeah. The look Steve gave me. Oh, my God.
But, yeah, it's just like, yeah, we're not going to have anybody. It's a prison for people who don't. It's like the CIA operative's like, now that we had to stop extraordinary rendition, and she's like kind of really bummed about it.
She's not happy to deliver that news. Back in the good old days, that's what that tone is.
Mm-hmm.
When those sons of bitches took it from us.
And he has to just go there and, you know, break out. And it
should be a thing, though, because this is like, you know, we're told it goes against every, like, creed he's ever had, every rule that he's put in place for this business. This is the opposite of that. And there's no motivation for him to do. Like, I need a thing where he's like hard out, like for money or something.
They're paying double. That's literally the whole reason.
They're paying double.
Oh, I mean, this is some flimsy ass shit.
I guess it's also like, ooh, what a challenge for me, the world's greatest prison breaker outer of her.
Maybe I'll finally go to this prison and I'll finally die. My greatest wish to die in prison.
Better movie, both Stallone and Schwarzenegger are prison breaker outer ofers, and it's a race. It's like,
oh shit.
Yep.
And
competition. You make
it, it's like set in the near future, and it's like you make a reality show out of it.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, like that other Arnold movie there we did.
Running Man.
Yeah, totally.
Ooh, yeah.
I like that too.
I will take that movie, but only if it's called The Prison Breaker Outer Overs.
Overs, yes.
Overs.
Overs.
You know what? The Overs is an interesting addition.
Outer Over. That's
outer
really
over. Yes. Outer yeah. Over.
Prison Breaker Outer Over. All right, now I think I got it.
I love it.
And, you know, no one can know where it is, and they put 50 Cent, who is a technological genius.
Excuse me, Steve. That is not the term that Stallone uses
Jesus.
In this.
Yeah, I don't like that.
So Stallone is getting ready for this. He accepts it, and he gets a shot with the tracker in it, I believe.
Yep.
Yeah. And gets tagged like a dog.
Yes, he does. And then 50 Cent's like, "Come on, man up, man." You know. And he's like, "It's too hard. You're not gonna be able to do this." He's like, "I wish I could." He's like, "No, I need you right where you are. I don't know where else I'm gonna find a techno thug."
Techno, what, folks? Come on.
2013! 2013!
You know what I realized the thing with 50 Cent, by the way, in acting?
Curtis 50 Cent Jackson, you mean?
Yep. Yes. Oh, yes, the very same. Mm-hmm. I should have clarified. A lot of 50 Cents running around out there.
He does a thing. 50 Cents in my pocket. Is that in a movie?
I don't know. Maybe.
Pocket
maybe
cam.
Someone had change in their pocket. No, I'm saying. That because we're saying like everyone in this movie, maybe besides like Amy Ryan, has a weird voice thing.
Yeah.
His thing is he does not open his teeth when he talks.
Yeah, that's right.
And it just reminds me of like the animatronic Ninja Turtle puppets from the 90s movies.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just 50 Cent talking about computer programs, and his teeth are kind of just going out like this. It's really weird.
Well, if the acting doesn't pan out, you get a job at, like, Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
Ruff needs help. Help Ruff out. Give Ruff some food.
I like that.
He's not great. Yeah, so, and then it's like, okay, you're going to get abducted on the street of New Orleans for some reason. And this is really satisfying to watch.
It is, and he gets a whole new background for this one. He's a Spaniard terrorist.
Mm-hmm. Which is exactly what I would think if I heard him talk.
Yes, absolutely.
That would be the first thought I have.
Well, they do kind of like cover that up really quickly because they're like, yeah, born in Spain, but your mother died when you were 13 and you went to America to live with your father. Airtight.
How about he's just in the fucking mafia? His name is just like, you know.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Marcello Rigatoni.
There you go. Exactly what I was going to say.
It's a delicious name.
And they cut this thing out of his arm. That is like,
oh,
it kind of
beautiful.
Turns into a horror movie for a second because I'm like, that's too much.
Dude, and what's awesome, though, is you realize, by the way, this is what Stallone sounds like if he's, like, you know, maybe having a little constipation, too. Because, like, they're digging this thing out of his arm, and he's just like, very unconvincing.
Then they inject him in the neck with this giant needle, which is great.
How do they do this with every prisoner? Are they just jabbing it in the arm? Like, there's got to be one in there. Fucking get in there. They just bleed to death in your van.
Well, there's a scan that happens.
Yeah, it's a.
He's got a little like Star Trek tricorder.
Oh, okay.
Shit.
Magic. Good.
He's tagged, Jim. Jim boy, this one's been tagged. You got to take it back, Jim boy. It's been tagged. You got to set it free back into the wilderness.
All right, all I need to do is get my tricorder working, and I can talk to the main ship and beam myself out of here.
I'm all shit. So he is put on a plane. You get drug vision a little bit, POV.
Which is the vision I had watching the movie. Yes.
We
had a rough night last night, let me tell you.
Oh, my God. I was hungover till about 10 minutes ago. Thanks, Boston.
Now, did you also see somebody get kicked out of a helicopter? Or
dude, you know you are in for a rough patch when you wake up after being forcibly drugged to see Vinnie Jones just stabbing a man in the stomach and throwing him out of a plane.
You could have stopped at Vinnie Jones. And that's
that is
a
terrifying.
Fate worse than death.
At least he wears a mask for part of this.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. The prison wardrobe is very fascinating in this. It's a bunch of guys dressed up as like Leather Daddy gimps.
With the Squid Game face.
Right. Yes.
And they're beating all this dry-aged beefcake, and it's working for someone who may be me.
Yes.
I mean, it's pretty cool that you just get it in this movie, because normally you don't see shit like that unless you go up to a door and say Fidelio before.
Well, that's...
Fidelio. Fidelio.
I'm not letting you in, sir. You have to pronounce the D or I'm not letting you in.
Fidelio.
All right, look, Gary, there's a line forming. Just let him in.
Yeah, he sucks at breaking into sex parties.
Terrible.
I'm a secret shopper at a sex party.
Oh, man, you don't even have to ask. They just shit on the table right there.
Wow, no special requests or nothing.
Damn.
Right? Just right there, ruining furniture.
Very good, yeah.
Who had 26 minutes before he brought that up? Who's... Come on, Sage!
Check your bingo cards.
Does anyone not know what we just referenced?
Everybody.
Okay. Excellent. I'm so proud of this entire room. That's
you all
great.
Know the sexual fetishes of Sylvester Stallone.
Yes.
Good.
We've gone over it quite often.
Yes. Educational podcast.
Of course.
Yes.
I want people to know.
That E is not for explicit. It's for educational.
It's educational.
So he goes up to Jim Caviezel. Jim Caviezel is on 11 throughout this entire movie, and it's...
Which is bad enough if, like, the rest of your movie is at an 8, but he's at an 11, and this is like a 2.4.
Yeah. Exactly.
You say an 11.
It is noticeable.
It's like a mannequin 5. Like, it's just incredible what he's doing here.
And he just goes, my evacuation code is 312-4967.
Caviezel's like, the fuck did you say?
Well, I feel like that would happen in every prison you went to. Like,
sorry, sir, I'm just here as a joke. Actually, this is a goof. So my evacuation code, I get to leave now.
And you owe me some money, I think.
I was here to check the cafeteria food to see if your protein loaf was actually what you said it was.
I'm writing an article for the New York Times. And I got all the research I need. Goodbye, everybody.
Well, the problem is, as soon as any other criminal finds out that this is a thing that happens, you just have them any minute, like yeah, I have a secret code. Yeah, what is it? 6.
Yeah, you just like
dash.
Go on,
Jay.
Getting closer.
Wow, rarely do they get past the 6-J.
He must be really it.
It just doesn't make any sense though, because if the whole point is that he is a secret shopper and the prison doesn't know that he's there, when he's like, evacuation code, why would they ever? Why would it ever work once? That's what I want to know.
It couldn't have.
Oh, an evacuation code. Oh, I'm sorry. I had no idea we had a secret shopper in here. Of course, that guy doesn't know what that is.
Now, secret shopping has come up. Now, what is that? Like, you shop in secret? Like,
exactly.
Here's what it is. It's people who work for corporations that narc on other, mostly retail people.
Wow. Yeah.
So, like, when we worked at the multiplex, they would send these fucking cavemen in.
Really?
And it'd just be some asshole, like, buying concessions, and they would, like, make sure that you said everything in your stupid little speech. Like, you had to upsell them and offer them shit.
Upsell or fired. I mean, it was really tough.
So then, like, if
so
you
when the cavemen
up,
come in with the loincloths and everything,
there he is. Yeah. There's the not-so-secret shopper from the Geico commercial.
Well, I was I'm a secret shopper, and you made the bean joke, so you did okay.
Oh, good.
You passed.
Good.
I was waiting. I was hoping you were going to make it.
I could tell it delighted everyone.
But so we meet Schwarzenegger. Well, they send him to Magneto Prison, which is pretty cool.
No, I'm sorry. Open design has gone way too far. This is fucking insane.
Everyone can watch you shit and piss.
Shit, piss, masturbate, whatever you got, pal. We're watching it.
I mean, here's the thing. Like, in other jails that I've seen in cinema, you know, you can see across the way and whatnot. It's the same thing.
It's the side. The person next to you is seeing you too. There's just one limited person there.
When Miggs threw that cum.
Right.
Sure.
Silence of the Lambs, 1991. Yeah.
It was shocking because I didn't have to watch him make it, you know? Yeah. It was just like, whoa.
So you're saying if you're like keeping your eye on somebody, watch that guy right there.
Let's say Clarice.
He's about to sling it. Look out.
Imagine she Clarice Starling is like talking to Hannibal Lecter, and in the background you see this guy going like,
it would have taken the tension right out of that scene.
Well, he had.
What is he doing there? Pounding a desk? What was that?
You come in here with your perfume and your cheap shoes. Eyes over here, please. Eyes over here. Don't worry about what he's doing. He's just going to be doing that.
I don't believe for a single second that this vacation you're proposing to me is. Stop jerking off over there. I'm trying to talk to the nice FBI agent.
Ignore my 4-foot penis.
When did the lamb stop? Shut the fuck up over there. But I kind of wish they played with that a little more because, like, you never see Arnold in jail. I just kind of want him on the other side, like, hey, Sly, are we breaking out of jail yet? When did you want to break out of jail?
That's basically how they talk about it. They're just walking around being like, so have you got the escape plans yet?
It is in, like, 2-foot proximity to these fucking weird, you know, like, geared up security guards. It's like, so what is going on with the breakout plan? Any updates?
Yeah, I'm Stallone, and this is a guard. We have to kill a guard.
It's great because he goes, you know, he finds himself in this horrible super prison without magnet boots. Trade down.
Total trade down. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
No good.
This is supposed to be like on the forefront of prison technology, and there's not a magnet boot to be found? Fuck you, movie.
And he gets to the mess hall there, and someone's going to mess with him. And Arnold shows up, and he has a gang for like 6 seconds, and they never come back.
Yep.
Yeah, there's like one dude that looks like the Big Show from professional wrestling.
Yes. Yep.
Couple other guys, they say nothing and then are ignored for the rest of the film.
It's like this big, it's a big reveal. The movie knows it is because it's like, why don't you leave him alone? And the camera swirls around.
Bum, 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 bum.
And somewhere a divorced,
bum, 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 bum.
Yep, a divorced dad is just like, yeah, it fucking happened! It fucking happened!
It was worth it! Heat for morons! It's like heat for morons!
I knew it. I thought they were going to pull a fast one on me when I saw the poster and he was in it, but I didn't know he was really going to be in it.
Thank God Lucille isn't here. She wouldn't fucking get it anyway.
Who am I yelling at? I clearly live alone.
I find Amy Ryan attractive. Oh, sorry. I should be quiet. Sorry.
Shut up down there. You're watching Sylvester Stallone movies again. Shut the fuck up, you lonely bastard.
Shut up, Mrs. Garabedian. And you don't own me. You own this apartment building. I gave up listening to women when I broke my vows.
You're gonna die alone, you sad sack of shit. Your kids probably fucking hate you too.
Yes, I wouldn't know. They don't talk to me.
God damn. It's so dead on accurate.
It's a chilling look to the future for at least one of us.
Oh, statistically, it has to happen.
Exactly.
The question is, which one?
Ooh. Place we'll your see. Bets.
Yeah.
So whatever, you know, he kind of start like Arnold starts being friendly with him immediately, and like spoiler alert, it's because Arnold is also a genius,
yep.
Who's also in prison under a fake name.
You know, we're not so different, you and I.
Well, that's
I also should, you know, shouldn't be here.
I mean, it's the big difference is Arnold is the brain genius, mm-hmm. and Stallone is the muscle genius. He's the muscle, and Schwarzenegger's the man who's, like, putting it all together with
Which
him.
Tracks, because I've seen Arnold play scientists at least twice.
Oh, yeah. Right. Very believable.
So the brain you're talking about is, like, later in the film, they get Sam Neill to write an email. That is how they break out of... I'm not trying to get ahead of ourselves, but they out of prison...
Via email.
They just needed access to the internet, and that's it.
Well, the other thing I was saying was, along with Arnold being a scientist, oh, fuck, I totally lost where I was going with this.
Oh, he's got a big brain.
Oh, no, well, just that, like, Arnold knows who Sylvester Stallone is. Like, he knows his real identity immediately and is using him to help him break out of
jail. Because it's a code name that...
You know what? This movie's got, like, four twists when one would have been fucking too much already, so...
He goes up to him, he's like, oh, your name is Portos. The Fourth Musketeer. Yes. Didn't count on me reading Alexander Dumas, did you? But I did.
And I'm Emil Rottmeyer /
Mannheim.
Mannheim, yes, thank you.
Because that's his thing. It's like, Caviezel is like, okay, I need to know where this Mannheim bastard is, and the only one who knows is this other German guy that works with him. Yeah.
I gotta find that Mannheim. That son of a bitch keeps making all that obnoxious Christmas music I have to fucking hear every year.
He looks a lot like Rottmeyer, but he's got a mustache. So well, it's a different guy.
It's so obvious, like, from the jump that Arnold is this guy he claims he knows, because he's like, oh, yeah, Mannheim. He's a pretty cool dude, I happen to know. He's handsome, has a large schwanz, very famous.
So very charitable. He gives all the time.
Oh, yeah, because it's a Robin Hood thing. It's like, you may have heard of him. He loves to rob from the rich and give to the poor.
Yes, I was actually Robin Hood, and I've been reincarnated.
There's a line. Vincent D'Onofrio has to, like, tell them what Schwarzenegger's there to do in this one scene. He's just there. And they must have made him do this line at gunpoint. Because he's like, he's got money from China, and he's got money from Sweden, and he's going to turn it into fucking confetti!
Yeah. He loves it. He takes that for a meal. I wonder if when they abducted Rottmeyer, they were like, where the fuck is Mannheim? He's like, oh, you just missed him. I am not Mannheim. I am Rottmeyer. Yes.
Yes, that sounds believable. Rottmeyer.
What's in the room? Okay, rotting Oscar Mayer weenies. I'm Rottmeyer.
Have you ever seen a sadder sight than a rotting hot dog? Why didn't anyone eat it?
Hold on, I'll call him for you. Hello, Mr. Mannheim. If you'd like to make a call. Yes, he's a... Oh, you're not coming back?
Oh, wait a second. That's not a rotting... Now I'm getting, like, Dracula voice. Wait a second. That's not a rotting hot dog. It's Sylvester Stallone.
Wait, is it Rottmeyer or Rodmeyer?
Rottmeyer!
They become like, well, they're actually not fast friends. It's kind of weird, like, Stallone treats Schwarzenegger like shit throughout this whole movie, which is kind of like...
I think this was a, like, fucking 40-year con by Sylvester Stallone to just make Arnold look dumb as shit in a movie, because Arnold can top him night and day.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
This is clearly payback for him taking Last Action Hero.
Ooh, here's a question. We need a little audience participation. Who here prefers Arnold Schwarzenegger?
All right.
And now who prefers Sylvester Stallone?
So a couple people cheered and one person threw up.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, my God, Frank Stallone is here, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, Frank, unblock me on Instagram.
Yeah, you loved giving it to that dude in the best way possible, in a way in which he didn't know you were fucking with him.
Yeah, and he would always talk to me. It was like Tom Hanks in fucking Catch Me If You Can.
Merry Christmas, Eric. This is Frank Stallone. He's a little higher pitched.
Where are you going, Eric?
Some place exotic, man, or what? Yeah, Frank Stallone.
But
it's
then
like a
after the 10,000th time I fucked with him, he realized that I was fucking with him.
Nah, dude, someone told him. They were like, hey, Uncle Frank, that guy thinks you're a fucking moron, actually.
Black away.
He makes fun of your brother's movies all the time.
Unblock away.
But Stallone, they become fast friends. Like, all right, the first thing I need to do is get into the hole. And he's like, you don't want to go there. You don't want to go in there.
It's very bad in there. It's very
hot.
Bright.
This is the favor.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, he punches him or whatever. They get into a fight. He's like, well, sometimes favors hurt.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like this was maybe a trailer line, but I never once saw the trailer for this movie. You all watch it right now.
Yeah, it was right there.
I didn't see it.
Oh, okay.
But does the trailer contain the line, you punch like a vegetarian?
Yeah.
Yes. Right. Yeah. Of course it did. Because that was fucking built in like after the movie was filmed, I bet.
Oh my God, I can't wait to see that movie. I fucking hate vegetarians. fucking know you do. You never shut up about it. Like my daughter Emily, I think. It could have been a phase, but it's been many, many years.
And she loves vegetables, bitch.
You just gotta make a quick tofu loaf and they shut the fuck up about it on Thanksgiving. You can't even do that.
Shut up, Mrs. Garabedian.
I love this, like, Armenian landlady character.
Absolutely.
It's pretty cool.
And this exact exchange happens every day.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
But they go, they fight, and then they go inside this, like, weird sex box with the lights.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's pretty hot.
Yeah. There's a couple clubs on. I think it heightens your sexual powers or something.
Absolutely. Is this where, like, Stallone's like, oh, these rivets are clearly steel. They should be aluminum. Big fucking problem. I'm out of here.
Yep, that's all it takes.
Yeah. It's like a Sherlock thing, like from the BBC show. He's like, oh, yeah, well, of course. I got it.
Because he knows how to rust stuff fast as well. Because there's actually a shot in the film, I don't know if anyone else noticed it, of maximum security toothpaste. Maximum security brand toothpaste.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Blink and you miss it. Maximum security brand toothpaste.
Which looks like KY jelly, by the way.
Yeah, it's
completely clear.
And it's used for KY jelly, if you know what I'm saying.
Is it like prison for your teeth? Like, how does that work?
Oh, I think it's like maximum security. No, well, then if it was keeping the fluoride in, that would be bad toothpaste.
It just increases your plaque, right?
You just have to imagine that one prison guard, like, got, like, a prisoner squirted Colgate in somebody's eye and was able to break out. So after that, they're like, fuck it, our own, nothing in it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how it's just clear toothpaste. That can't be getting the job done.
It's just water.
It's goopy water.
I don't even understand what he uses it for. He uses it to, like, lube up a piece of metal.
I think it's the rivet or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, I'm going to make this
heat up, basically.
Yeah,
the thing where, like, Arnold has to... So he goes to the hole. We meet Sam Neill uselessly. And then he's like, I need you to go back inside. I need a piece of metal that's 3 inches wide and round. And Arnold has a great idea. He's going to get waterboarded for a couple of minutes.
I wish every former governor got waterboarded.
It's like your exit interview.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. How many former governors are going to get waterboarded?
Hey, buddy, I heard you got waterboarded.
Yeah, no, hand over the keys to the mansion and then go over there to be waterboarded.
Cuomo, that would work. That'd
oh,
be
hell
good.
Yeah.
It's a good thing I quit then, so I couldn't be waterboarded. I just left in disgrace. You know, I wrote that victory lap of a book before I left in disgrace and then was subsequently waterboarded. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I entitled it Water Voted.
But yeah, he Jim Caviezel comes in and is just like British and not British all at once. Mm. And it's like, I want to know where Mannheim is, that guy that looks exactly like you with a mustache. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I could draw you a map if you give me a pen and a paper.
Here's the thing.
Amazing scene.
There is never like any good that comes from someone drawing you a map of something. What a useless fucking thing.
He could be anywhere in the world. What is he doing? The whole globe? And
I even worked in the latitude and longitude.
But the latitude and longitude leads to your ass.
This cartoon bot is exquisite.
It's wonderful.
See, he thought I was going to tell him where he is, but instead I just draw a bot.
And there's an arrow pointing. Yes, it's like a squiggly line arrow pointing to an asshole. Yeah. It's kind of great.
And these Squid Game masks must blind these guards, because there's three behind them, and they're just like, yeah. Looks like a map. Oh, that's a crack. Crap.
There should be a dude like, boss, he's just drawing an ass again.
Ass. We got ass, boss.
Yeah, that's right. This is not the first time I said I would draw something, and then I draw a butt.
And it's a great distraction in the chaos of the moment. He's able to get that piece of metal.
Yep.
They stopped him before he could put the little curly ass hairs on it, but it, you know, it's pretty good.
It's a maximum security black site prison, yada yada yada. They don't fucking pat these dudes down for shit. Everyone is just like, you just missed it, and they have a whole fucking turkey under their arm. They never steal a turkey. I would love it if they did.
No.
Couple
that
books. Would be awesome though. Mm. Just we're going to rob the mess hall.
Be great. Real low stakes.
What is this special thing? It looks like a paper with garbage on it.
Pardon?
The thing that tells them where they are.
That's the
sextant.
Sextant,
of course.
It looks like a paper with garbage on it.
What it looks like.
I mean, it actually kind of is.
Yeah. There's broken glasses. I mean, I'm like, that's garbage. You're reading the sun by garbage, I guess, is what you're doing? Something like that?
I don't know how sextants work. I'm not a sailor.
Oh, my God, you're building a sextant. Can I get in?
Wow.
We're going camping.
Oh, yes.
Wow, a sextant, Sly. That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, I got the glass table in there already, buddy. Yeah. Ready
for
to
one
go.
More?
They steal a whole desk from his office.
So bad news, I finally got the sextant. Not what I thought it was. Major bummer.
There's like half a pen on it. It's not even close.
The whole thing. So Sly like breaking out of this thing so he can see like, they're trying to figure out where they are is his whole thing. So he's like, well, if I get to the top, I can look out and see where they are. And you know, he's like, yeah, man, I wrote the book on this shit. This is definitely in a cave, man. We are subterranean. He keeps telling Arnold that we're subterranean. This, that, the other thing. Dude, boy, is his face red. He fucking opens this hatch. They're in a boat in the middle of the ocean. Oh, fuck. That's a mistake.
Oh, man. And when he's crawling up, getting up to that hatch, he grabs onto some power lines and stuff. And
dude, he Frank Grimes himself.
Yes. And it's just like, oh, I hope no one notices the power just went out.
Yeah, he grabs that. Well, that's the first resurrection.
This helicopter shot revealing it's on a boat, it's like the end of Planet of the Apes, but it's Planet of the Boats. Yeah. It's just
that's
like...
That's the thing. I hate... this movie should be moving at a clip at this point.
Yes. Right,
we see that it's outside, and then he's like, all right, I know where I am. Time to go back to jail. My favorite place.
The movie just goes back to sleep. Yes. I was like, we're just getting going. We're on a boat. Are you kidding me? This is awesome.
There should be fights. There should be gunfire. I mean...
Yeah.
And I'm not... I don't run a black site, but I imagine if the
what?
I do not.
That's suspicious, Steve. I think you do run one.
I agree, dude.
Not yet.
I don't currently run a black.
Support us on Patreon. We might get there.
Dude, you're like Jamie Foxx in Collateral. You have a fucking folder with like your dream business opportunity, and it's a black site.
You have an your dream body count.
Oh yeah.
No, you pull the fucking blinder down, dude, and it's just a rubber band holding a picture of like a prison on it. That's my dream. I just go there to escape.
Yeah.
I just think about Rikers, and oh god, that's my life now.
But I feel like if it was on a boat and the hatch to the boat opens, an alarm should go off somewhere.
Yep, absolutely.
Like just somewhere, someone should be like, well, that's irregular.
Or at the very least, there's some security guard standing kind of close by that hears the rear as he opens this rust hatch.
Yeah, they have tracking. We find out they put tracking devices or motion sensors in them.
I think they have motion sensing devices.
Oh, around. Everywhere?
Yes.
It's on his body.
Only in certain scenes.
I mean, but also, like, he's like, oh my God, Mr. Rottmeier, definitely not Mr. Mannheim. You'll never believe this. We're on a boat. That's why you can hear dolphins at night. Like, you would know you're on a fucking boat. You would just know it.
Yes.
Do they get Dramamine, like, mixed in with their food? People just throwing up all the time?
Arnold tries to ask that, and Sylvester Stallone, as if, like, the screenwriter anticipated someone calling bullshit, is like, nah, man, not when a boat's this big, man. They got stabilizers on it and stuff. And I was like, really?
They're fucking big storms around Morocco. You're getting hit. I'm sorry.
Yes. Or Somali pirates. Now I'm the captain. Anytime, now. Oh, by the way, you have a prison underneath me. That's surprising.
Wait, that's a little too much responsibility. I don't want to be the captain anymore.
I'm the warden now?
Well, I'll tell you, the pirates would have just fucking upped their numbers.
Yeah, that's true.
1,000 people on my boat now? Great.
There's so many people in this prison.
Oh, so you're saying like they would be like conscripted into the pirate gang?
Yeah.
Oh.
Of course.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
I can take over the boat.
Yeah, I can see a couple of guesses there.
I joined some pirates, at least for a few months. You know? You're
like drunk all the time. You get to work outside.
Yeah. Just like my life right now.
You love being on the sea. It's wonderful.
Oh, shit, man. I'm okay with this. So long as it's not those pirates of the Caribbean. I'm as scared of ghosts.
And I hate rum.
And they got a crazy little monkey.
But now they know they're on a boat, so it's going to take a while. There's this other guy, Javed. You may have seen him in Iron Man.
Yeah.
He's in Star Iron Man Trek 2009.
Yeah. Oh, right. He's the captain of the Kelvin that eats shit at the beginning.
Yeah. And, like, he's there to, like, again, like, we're flirting with, like, oh, he's a terrorist, but then they're like, oh, no, he's a drug dealer, because later he becomes their friend, and he couldn't be their friend if he's a terrorist, kind of a thing.
I think that's how they're playing.
Yeah. And he is like their enemy at first, but then they're like, hey, do you want to break out of prison? And he's like, sure.
It's another thing where like Arnold, or I think one of him or Stallone, go up to this dude, and it's like, face it. I think it's Arnold. Arnold's kind of like his antagonist. And it's like, we're all like guards fucking everywhere, and this dude, Javed's like, what's your problem, or what do you want, or whatever? And Arnold's just like, do you want to break out? Like, fucking whisper.
Did you hear that in the God Tower?
And at this point, my favorite running joke of the movie is Vinnie Jones not letting Sylvester Stallone sleep for a while.
Oh, yeah.
He keeps beating him up. He's, like, tapping on his cell. He starts playing YouTube videos on his phone without fucking headphones.
Starts carrying a boombox around.
Oh. Man, the presumption that we would like the same music to the point where you could just blast it in public like that, that's rude, man.
Oh, I thought I was in prison, not a bus.
In that case, I much prefer the prison, honestly.
But that only lasts for a while, and it works. And, like, it gets Stallone off his game, but then at some point, like, Caviezel's like, no, stop for some reason.
Like, everything is totally fine. He's getting exactly what he wants out of it. Stallone has been broken. Keep that shit up until you accidentally, quote unquote, kill him.
But that's the thing. Just fucking murder him from the jump. Because at some point, like, D'Onofrio's like, yeah, he's got to stay there forever, man. And it's like, okay, cool. You just missed him. Oh, he's on the. I'll put him on the phone. Hi, I'm Sylvester Stallone. I'm still alive. Click. That's it.
Oh, yeah. He's right. He's right here. Yeah.
good, good. Yeah, yeah, it worked. Good.
And
good,
he's good, been good. Dead for months. That's how that shit would work.
I just don't see why it matters. Like, why does Vincent D'Onofrio care if he lives or dies? Yeah.
To beat him, I guess. Just like to have the knowledge that he beat him, I guess. Dominance is a thing. They get into it. Like
I
that.
Was thinking like a sloppy screenplay, though.
Oh, okay.
Also possible. Also very yeah, possible.
Thinking, shittily written movie.
Are we about where Schwarzenegger gets to say the line that he probably said yes to the script over?
What's that?
He goes up to Javed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Please.
He's like, oh, man.
He's like, oh, I'm familiar. I know your mother. She polished knob. Or helmet. Sorry, polished helmet.
She polished helmet really good.
So your mother was my favorite whore in Marrakesh. She polishes a good helmet or whatever.
What I think is funny. He does the whole thing.
Sort of like Miggs was. Argh!
No, it's like he's focusing a big telescope, you see.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can come amongst the stars.
Clarice, stop paying attention to that man jerking off. Tell me about your nightmares. Stop looking at him. Tell me about your nightmares. Over here, your nightmares. Yeah. We have all a right, tete-a-tete. We don't need whatever that is.
All right, look for 10 seconds and then look right back.
Be quick
it's
about
just
it.
So beautiful, Dr. Lecter.
Yeah, actually, we had a 20-minute version of that shot. I just kept going.
Well, the funny thing is that when someone's doing like a bad Arnold impression, like we've been doing for a long time, and you want to do like Arnold being exasperated, and it's like gargle, gargle, gargle. That is the same if like someone is like gargling a big juicy dick.
It is amazing though when he gets waterboarded. That's like ow, ow, he's really doing it.
Oh yeah,
it's real awesome. Arnold noises. Yeah,
they don't even put a handkerchief down. They're just shoving a fucking hose in his mouth.
You could get like a whole other soundboard for Arnold shit out of this movie alone.
Absolutely. Yeah,
definitely.
Pretty great.
And so now Javed is with them. He uses this like makeshift sextant perfectly somehow.
Yeah.
I don't know how this works, man. It's a bunch of like plastic silverware and a pen stitched together.
Some glasses, and I guess, you know, you just like know, you instinctively know how to like read the stars like an old-timey sailor.
The word
holy
you're looking
shit,
for.
Holy shit, Mrs. Garabedian, they're fucking using naval history! This is the best fucking movie I've ever seen!
Well, at least your TV's not tuned to the History Channel again, you fucking loser! You fucking divorced loser!
Yeah, you know how they say, like, some Republicans have, like, Fox News on in their house all the time? This guy has the History Channel
oh,
going
yeah, definitely.
Non-fucking stop.
Look, they're turning over more new leaves about World War II.
Ooh. Ah, yeah, I got to get up to date on my alien history.
Followed by 7 straight hours of Vietnam-related content. And then, back to aliens.
And then, how does Hitler factor in with the aliens? We'll explain after the break.
There's a 4-hour documentary about it.
The fucking audacity to continue referring to yourself as the History Channel once aliens tip-tap yeah. into your lineup.
Hey, yeah, it's a History Channel. It's his story. I'm his. Watching my story.
Okay, I guess we can't have fictional history anymore. Sorry. Thought we were cool.
Who the fuck are you talking about down there? No one visits you.
I better not be hearing Adolf Hitler again tonight. Sack of shit.
You always turn it up when he starts speaking. Once I stop hearing that TV, I'll know you're finally fucking dead.
Mrs. Garabedian, a real firebrand widow.
I love it.
She's definitely a widow, by the way.
Oh, of course.
My favorite thread, so they find out where they are, they have a location, and during like the sleep deprivation part, Stallone starts working on Sam Neill, and he does so by reminding him that doctors take a Hippocratic oath.
Oh, yeah.
And like Sam Neill's like, oh, he has to go into a book that says medical ethics on it, and it is the Hippocratic oath written out, and he's like, well, I'll be.
Dude, that is like a book you find in Gumby. Yeah. Like, Gumby looks at that book and goes, no way, man, and like skates away. Medical ethics, the book.
So now he's sworn to be his, I don't know, like
friend
butler?
Yeah, I guess all so. Right.
Yeah, you're right. I should help you break out of prison. You're right. I read the medical ethics. I should help you break out of prison.
And it's like, you have to send an email to Arnold Schwarzenegger's friend in Casablanca. Uh-huh. Because Stallone does this whole fucking long thing about, like, well, the water would be fair around here, and I could smell that it's probably off the coast of Morocco.
Yeah, you know, I used to be a meteorologist, too.
It's like the third time the movie asks you to believe that Sylvester Stallone can, like, give science-sounding talk.
Yep, it's not.
And it's not. It's not a thing that happens once in this movie.
It's hard to follow when he's listing the ingredients of a sandwich. So maybe leave science out of it.
And so he's like, send an email to my buddy. And he just writes an email that says, come break us out of prison, right? Yeah.
Come quick, Rick.
No, it's what is it? It's like having a pool party. Bring the kids. Don't forget all the toys. Yeah.
Jim Caviezel's going to take this to the cue boards, and they're going to have a field day with it.
Oh, my he's God, another guy, yeah. Arnold drop happened.
Oh, shit, that's right. So he's Q, Caviezel is.
Yeah,
right.
And so is Stallone kind of flirting with it, right?
He flirting, is. But yeah. I also just think he saw the hashtags.
Mm.
I don't. He was like, oh, this seems pretty popular. WW4SK. Yeah, that sounds good.
Hey, Jim, remember when we were in that great movie, The Escape Plan? Do you think that weird little Italian guy is also JFK Jr.? I believe that to be true. Have you ever met Vincent Fuchsia? He's a nice guy. Very nice guy.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Q, now, no, because now, see, anytime Q comes up, I'm just deflated and disgusted.
I know.
Is
there another
guy
over here?
Is the
I'm
biggest fucking Q fan.
He's got to get a beer.
Oh, yeah.
Are you all out over there?
I am.
Sorry, baby. Go right ahead.
But so it's the big escape plan now. Now he's got
finally
the,
it's the titular escape
it
plan.
It happened. Yeah, it's really exciting. It's the day of, and it's basically they trick Caviezel into thinking there's going to be a riot on C Block, but it's going to be in the set, which we've never seen. It's actually, weird enough, it's going to be in the set that we've had the whole time.
Oh, how about that? And we
fake
don't
out.
Worry. I hope you like 10 minutes of Stallone tapping on the wall, trying to be spotted to give the wrong cell block, and then Caviezel and the crew being like, let's decipher it.
Yes, and it's like, oh my God, it's going to be its cell block C.
Well, wait a second, because we didn't bring it up, and they're about to never be seen again. The, like, Jim Caviezel's, like, tech assistants that he has in this movie are dressed exactly like the host of Mystery Science Theater 3000.
They really are.
These fucking maroon jumpsuits that they have. The name tags in the right spot.
Yep. All right, I'll sign up to try to escape from the satellite of love.
The freight ship of love.
Oh, man, I can't seem to get out. They keep bombarding me with cheesy movies, man.
You know,
fucking ridiculous. You know, that Tom Servo should watch his fucking mouth.
Hey, Crow T Robot, you took an oath.
I could break you apart, man.
Okay, it's invention time. I've invented a sex tent.
Oh, you skipping over my hilarious bit to get back to the movie? Got it.
All right, I escaped. Bottom line, Dr. Forrester, your prison's not secure.
Hey, TV's Frank, man. This was fucking embarrassing, man.
First of all, you left all these parts around. I could make my robot friends.
That gypsy, though, man, they're all right. Suck the chrome off a trailer hitch, man.
She's a giant vacuum! Come on already.
Hey, Cambot, delete that tape.
Any other childhood shows we could ruin for you real quick? Anything else you want to go right through it?
Yeah, man, now I'm hosting Blue's Clues.
Stop right there.
It's just dog shit on a glass table now. Good boy.
It's fantastic work you're doing there.
So, I'm going to get the peanut butter out.
See? You got to do doubles. Always doubles.
So we're escaping from this prison.
Yes.
You see. Yes. How that works.
And there are guards that they're now finally making names for. Like,
that's right. Yeah, it's like Chicken Man and...
Chicken and Duck and Hives.
See, the movie keeps putting the brakes on to talk about the Chicken Man.
The Chicken Man and also Arnold's ex-girlfriend who had a big ass, I guess. And he's like, yeah, and that guard has a big ass, so yeah.
Yeah.
Same difference.
Oh, right. Oh, because he goes, that's right, he goes, Louisa,
And Stallone is like, what, man? What, Louisa, man?
Louisa.
And he's just like, yeah, his huge ass reminds me of my first girlfriend. That's is pretty... everyone laughing at the movie?
That god has a badonky dunk.
Put that right next to the vegetarian joke.
Yes.
All right, so Chicken Man and Badonka Dog, this is the way they're walking around the prison, man.
And they know the routine, so they just, it's a big stupid riot scene. That's sort of fun, right?
Yeah, I guess. It's supposed to be.
Yeah.
But they're just cutting around it. Like, there's no actual, like, central, like, action scene until you get Vinny Jones versus Stallone.
Well, because we are just killing time to the fucking credits pull up in the driveway. Uh-huh.
And wouldn't you know it, our three heroes, Sylvester Stallone, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and the guy from Iron Man, are all trying to break out of prison. And one of them gets shot and killed.
Guess who?
R.I.P. Sly.
Oh, no, it is my new best friend, Javed. Oh. You've been shot in the gut.
Oh, I would carry you, but I cannot. Anyway, you are one of the good ones. Goodbye.
And this guy is just like, hey, guy that I hated literally 26 hours ago, I will now sacrifice my life so that you may live on.
Yeah.
Well, look, there's a payoff here. You know, he gets to die, but he also gets to look like John McClane while he's dying.
Yeah, that's kind of
so
cool.
So that's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool because he does just have like the white tank top undershirt on and he's doing like a gun this way and another one that way.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh man, here it comes, the badass moment for John. Oh, he was blown away immediately. Oh.
And
yeah,
insult to injury time.
Some people though, which is nice.
It does. Insult to injury time. He says, "Allahu Akbar, God is great." And then Jim Caviezel just says, "Whatever" to it,
and literally whatever.
Yowza, dude.
Yeah, man. He fucking said it. He said it, yeah. Mrs. Garabedian. He said it.
That's right. Jesus Christ said whatever to Allahu Akbar and shot the guy. Yeah,
right, that one I fucking agree with you with. You got a point there, a broken clock's right twice a day, you fucking divorced piece of shit.
Have you ever heard of Q?
I'll be right down.
Ooh, a little romance from Mrs. Garabedian. I like this. I like where that's going.
I think Q drops about to hit her, right?
Come right on. In there.
Mm-hmm. Who would have guessed now we're fully in love? Will you marry me?
Yeah, something like that. But so now it's really, and again, like the divvying up of the action stuff. This is a Stallone Schwarzenegger picture, and it should be the two. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
well, no, man, it's a Stallone Schwarzenegger picture.
Exactly. Like, if Stallone kills Vinnie Jones, then Schwarzenegger has to kill Caviezel. That's just the rules. I'm sorry. Yep. He gets them both.
He gets them both, yeah. Which is total bullshit. Although, I will say, Vinnie Jones just falling down these stairs is really funny.
Fantastic. And I'm going to say, the Jim Caviezel death, it's more of a group effort.
Yeah,
everybody's
that's true.
Putting in a little sweat on this one, I think.
Schwarzenegger gets the assist at the very least.
Yeah, please.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, his stats are moving up a little bit, just not in the area you want.
I do love how Stallone escapes prison by being flushed down the toilet.
It's kind of the most fitting representation of this part of his career.
I've got to go where the movies go.
Like, I mean, I know he's a math genius, but I think he'd fucking drown.
Yeah, well, like, they don't cover their tracks with, like, yeah, man, one time I held my breath for 5 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
You want at least that.
Also, Ray Brotherson clearly has gills.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
you look
true.
At that neck, it's wonderful.
Oh, yeah, it is a fucked up neck. There might be all kinds of shit in it.
It's cool when Arnold gets the helicopter gun, at least.
Yes,
well, he
yes.
finally gets to the chopper, which is.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Yep.
You know. Now I get to go to the chopper.
Now it is I who get to the chopper.
All right, I'm staying with the chopper.
Don't leave the chopper. Don't leave it.
Oh, by the way, Sam Neill, he's gone.
Oh yeah.
You never see him again.
What the fuck? Like I literally called the helicopter to spring you from prison, yeah. And you left me here.
Yeah, he should be riding shotgun. Dude.
Absolutely.
Like, get in, losers.
Oh, and Jim Caviezel knows he did it. Like,
oh, of course.
Well, he's dead, and so.
What is going to happen to all the prisoners, too? They're all just left on this fucking boat.
Oh. Doesn't matter, man. The two stars got off the ship.
No, what's happening is the sequel I would like, which is Khan Ship.
Yes, yes, yes.
No, dude, the sequel to this movie would fucking Ghost Ship. Those dudes are dead. Everyone starved to death.
It would be awesome, though, if, like, they take over the boat. Like, this is how the movie should end, right? Like, they point it back towards shore. They run it aground like fucking Speed 2 or something. Like,
beautiful.
It would be awesome.
Or like Con Air.
Or like Con Air, yeah. Crash into the Hard Rock Cafe.
Beautiful. Oh, man. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, I'm going to crash this into the Casablanca Hard Rock Cafe.
Which I'm sure I saw on a T-shirt somewhere. There was one there once.
At the Port of Nevada.
It used to be Rick's All-American Cafe. Now it's Hard Rock Cafe.
Wow, they made it into a chain restaurant, huh? That's embarrassing.
So Jim Caviezel...
There was a pseudo-Humphrey Bogart impression. Yeah, he was in a film also called Casablanca.
Might have heard of it. So Jim Caviezel gets a double death.
Yeah.
They're on the helicopter. Schwarzenegger and Stallone is hanging from it, and there's a bunch of, like, as always, there's just a bunch of oil barrels on your ship just hanging out for whatever reason.
You need oil sometimes.
Sure. Yeah, just hanging out there. And of course, they
let me run to them. That's the part of the ship I want to stand on.
Just, hug a barrel. So they shoot this thing, and he goes right up, blown up, and there's, like, a CGI fire figure, like, lands on, like...
Oh, it's fucking funny.
Some kind
crispy
of, like...
Crispy critters.
It's like an external freezer, but then they have to cut back to watch the in-flames corpse drop off the freezer.
Oh, my God.
Love it.
It's wonderful. It kind of almost makes watching this movie worth your time.
Yeah. He comes back 3 days later.
He's fooled me before.
Why won't this guy stay down?
Jesus, how did I get into this cave?
I told you we were in a cave.
So he's dead. Arnold, kind of shot, but okay, makes it out.
Yeah.
We get to land, and there's like a Jeep that pulls up, and out comes that CIA agent who's played by the mom from Belfast.
Yep.
And it's like, surprise, I'm Arnold's daughter?
Ooh.
Okay. Sure.
And this is where I'm just like, wait, like, there's so much happening at the end of this. Like, actually, my name Rottmeier was a code name, and that let her know where I was.
Did it? Because you used a piece of paper with garbage on it to fucking find out where you were. So how did she know?
I mean, at this point, you might as well say this movie takes place on Uranus.
Yep.
Like, this is just at that point.
I drew a butt.
I tried to tell you.
There are so many unanswered questions like that.
Okay, Stallone, I'll tell you how I did it. It's all on this piece of paper. God damn, you just drew another butt. You sly son of a bitch.
Freeze frame on that.
Yeah,
totally.
I'm going to hang this above my table. It's beautiful representation.
It's gorgeous.
And...
Gotta buy some more Windex, man.
There's so many loose ends, so we have to kill Vincent D'Onofrio in the most horrible way possible.
Unbelievable. He gets it worse than Caviezel. Yeah.
It's like the movie feels like it officially ended, and then they're like, uh-oh, we forgot about that guy.
Dude, and speaking of Hannibal Lecter, now he comes out looking like Lecter at the end of that movie. Yes. I'm having an old friend for dinner. Another dumb fucking hat on my head.
It's also 50 Cent can say, sleepy time, motherfucker. It's like, who are you? Were you in this movie too?
It makes sense. His name's Hush.
Yeah, I forgot his name is Hush.
Oh, man. The movie does not want you to forget that, though, because it is Hush this and Hush that. Hush fucking farted. Hush said this.
It's easy to get confused because the first time, like, he's yammering and Amy Ryan just says, Hush. And I'm like, yeah, I would tell him to shut the fuck up, too. But then you're like, oh, no, that's his name. Great. And he's not a Batman villain?
It's not until, like, minutes later where it's just like, oh, that was Hush's idea or something like that. Yeah. You're like, oh, that's his name. Dumb as shit.
Yeah, I'm looking at his birth certificate here. Hush DeMarco. I would have never guessed that one.
That's kind of a cool name, actually.
So he incapacitates Vincent D'Onofrio, and Vincent D'Onofrio wakes up in the same car pseudo-naked. Why did that need to happen?
Right. Yeah. What? He took his clothes off?
Yeah.
Oh, man. And well, I mean, that hat, you want to keep that.
Yeah.
It's a souvenir.
It would actually, because, he's in, like, just a tank top or whatever. It would be great if it's, like, tank top, tidy whiteys, but then the hat's still on his head.
Beautiful.
I would love that.
And he just is on a shipping container going nowhere.
And he will starve to death one day, which is
gruesome.
He can't even get out of the car, and it won't start. He's done for. He's gonna die.
It would be funny to try to watch him, like, try to squeeze out the window. Like, I mean, it's Vincent D'Onofrio. He's humongous. He is. He's like, what, like 6'4" or something?
Oh, he's a big dude.
He's humongous. Tall
guy, I think the car was in him. That's how big he is.
Million to one shot, Doc.
All right, we're gonna pay back on that car. We're gonna trap it inside a big man.
And of course, you wouldn't want to just end it there. We have to go back to the airport, where once again Stallone tells Amy Ryan, "I guess I'll fuck you. I don't know. You're kind of fucking annoying,
and
you know."
And she's just like, "Oh, I was nominated for Oscar like 3 years ago." Yeah, totally. Maybe you'll have sex with me, Sylvester Stallone.
Stallone, I will be gone, baby, gone, right after this shot.
There is a weird thing, too, where he's like, he asks Amy Ryan, like, "So, what happened to that former coworker of ours? We spent many holidays together and stuff." And she's like, "The asset has been terminated," or whatever it is. And I was like, you're just so casually talking about this guy you murdered.
And someone you worked with forever.
Yeah.
Like a coworker. Anyway, I guess I wanted to kill my coworkers.
You break out of prisons for a living. You're not a fucking assassin. Why is this happening at the end of this movie? It should have been a thing where he pays Arnold to take care of it.
Yeah,
right? Of course, because he's sort of a criminal underworld guy.
Totally. Yeah. Like, you see a helicopter, like, maybe picks the shipping container up off the thing and then just, like, dumps it in the middle of the ocean and it sinks.
That'd be great.
Do you want Rottmeier to take care of it or Mannheim? Two different dudes, by the way. Two very different guys.
Yeah. Sugar and spice.
Mannheim's a little cooler. He'd probably, you know, kill him a little cooler. But Rottmeier's kind of like this.
Oh, no. Rottmeier and Mannheim have a date with the same girl on the same night.
Oh, I'll be right back.
Oh, where's the bathroom in this Buca di Beppo?
Oh, it's so nice to see you. I'm Mannheim.
That's kind of like the sixth day.
Yeah, it kind of is. Like,
that's true. Oh, no, my clone is fucking my wife on the same night I also plan to fuck my wife.
He's my birthday fucking he's taking.
In my house taking my birthday fuck.
I mean, speaking of fuck, it freeze frames on Stallone putting his hand right above Amy Ryan's ass.
Yeah.
And that's the closing shot.
The fucking freeze frame. Are you kidding me? You couldn't freeze frame back on that beach with Sly and Arnold high-fiving?
That would be a nice way to end a movie that's supposed to be a Sly Schwarzenegger
Just Stallone thing. And Amy Ryan in a fucking parking lot, and she's almost getting goosed? Okay. Fucking great. And that's the end of the escape plan.
That's it. Horrible movie.
Now, so unfortunately, we got to stop start wrapping it up here, but we want to thank all y'all for coming out. It's been so fantastic seeing you again.
My heart belongs in Beantown.
Yeah, he did it. Again.
Bean.
Big thanks to Laugh Boston for having us. Be sure to tip well and generously, folks. These are tough times.
Indeed.
Now, of course... I will say that, because I didn't ask at the top, actually. How many folks have seen this live before?
All right.
Very nice. Very nice. DVD guy's been in attendance before. Love it.
You don't just bring a DVD to your first show.
Yeah, that's true. That's some advanced level
exactly.
shit.
Exactly.
Well, if you're unfamiliar, what we like to do here is end every We Hate Movies live show with just a little bit of correspondence from the place on the internet where you can get the absolute best and totally not unhinged writing on film, the Internet Movie Database's user review section.
Yes. Kahir DeMoron.
You better not be posted on the IMDb, you piece of shit. It's a 10-star movie. Shut the hell up there. I can't believe we're already divorced.
Oh, no, they didn't make it.
Oh, I'm glad we got the whole arc.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you doing taking 2 10 stars?
And then it's so bittersweet while he's packing up and moving out. Like,
so I guess I'll just go downstairs again.
Because it was too much heartbreak to stay in the building.
And, don't worry, I'll keep the TV down.
We just wrote a sequel, and it's sad as fuck.
I think these two are going to work out after all.
You're right.
I'll give up, kids.
I'll give up the History Channel. I'm going on to Discovery Planet now.
So we got a few for you here. So let's see. 1 out of 10 stars.
Oh, no.
Yeah, bummer. A movie for men who like manly men movies.
Yeah! You hear that? I wrote it.
Written by Marcus Superman.
Oh,
Oh, yeah. Oh, Marcus Spearman. So. Oh,
okay. That's a huge difference. Huge difference.
Hi, I'm Marcus Superman. I'm here for the job. October 1st, 2013. So seen around the time the movie came out.
Okay.
This movie is the perfect... I'm going to read it exactly how it's written, because it's funnier when you point out stuff, right? So this movie is the perfect for men who like other men.
Pardon?
You're not wrong.
Everything about this movie is masculine.
Mm.
This movie will join, or this will join the ranks of classic men's entertainment, over the top.
And Playboy magazine.
I wish, because the other example is, or stop, or my mom will shoot.
Oh, wow.
Which they wrote, stop and my mom will shoot.
Well,
which is, I think,
I
a better
stop?
Representation of American policing. Actually.
I'm not going to stop if your mom's going to shoot, dude.
If you've ever wanted to see two of the manliest old geezers in cinema history bonding with each other while locked up together in prison with other manly men, this is the film for you.
Is it?
I guess it's a geezer pleaser.
It is kind of a geezer pleaser. Wow, all right.
Fuck yeah. Uh-huh. And I'm sure, by the way, the perfect movie for that kind of stuff is clearly Gay Pornography.
Yeah, if you're going that far into
it's right there.
I recommend that over this film.
Absolutely.
Oh, definitely. Shorter runtime.
Get to the good stuff.
Okay, let's see. What's that?
No, I'm laughing at the good stuff.
Yes, that's the good stuff.
It is
what I'm here for.
Young people would say, this is a bromance or a man crush, but it's not. It's 80s style man-on-man action all the way.
This is a troll. I'm sorry, this is a troll.
Joke.
There's
this
no way.
Joke.
There's just no way.
I don't know what else to say. This is the best part. I don't know what else to say about how excited I am for this movie. Will Sylvester live up to his nickname of the Italian Stallion? I can't wait to find out. You fucking didn't watch it yet? You're writing a review. You're posting in public on internet about a thing you haven't seen.
Did they give it stars and everything?
1 out of 10 stars.
1 out of 10.
1 out of 10? I thought they liked it.
It's all unhinged on this dirtbag website.
The Tribune must be burned to the ground.
Absolutely.
Seriously.
Tomorrow.
One other quick one-star review. This is great. 1 out of 10 stars. Subject line, super disappointed in Jim Caviezel.
Can you be? It's so low now.
And actually, funny enough, you say that, Chris Cabin, written by Julie Pierce Harris, April the 4th, 2021.
Well, there you
okay,
go.
All right, so that's.
You should know.
I thought Jim Caviezel had better taste and sense than to choose such a movie with such foul language. This is some real loser shit coming up. I watched solely because he was in it. I'm sorry I did.
Wow.
You know, women can get divorced too, actually. That goes both ways.
All right, we got one more for you this evening.
Oh, boy.
10 out of 10 stars.
There
finally!
We go. Even though I dislike the film, I'm happy.
Yeah. Okay. Forget the haters. This movie is good for Sylvester fans, is the subject line. Mm. Sylvester fans.
Mm. We got a few of them here today.
Love cats.
Written by Yashiraj536, July the 8th, 2015. Escape Plan is a great movie. I loved it. It was a great entertainment for me. Both Arnie and Sly were good in this movie. What's not good is his functioning comma button on this keyboard, apparently. As a Stallone fan, I have watched many of his movies, including the Rocky and Rambo franchises.
Hmm.
But I've never seen Sylvester Stallone as a jailbreaker. Quite interesting for me.
Oh, look, it sounds like somebody didn't watch Lockup. The famous movie Lockup.
Got some lockup music, Paul?
Locking me up and locking me out.
Our top 10 prisons tonight, Paul.
The one on the boat. Arnie was good in this role after Terminator, and he was also genius.
Yeah.
As Sly is shown in this movie, the plans of escapes shown in this movie.
Pardon?
I told you, I'm reading it just like it's written.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Were just awesome because I never seen like this before.
Him plan escape good?
Escape good, plan me.
And the jail made by the help of Sly's book was just a tough jail.
Mm.
And the escape plan of Sly was just insane.
It was insane.
Tough jail. Yeah.
I mean, you know, he flushes himself down a toilet at the end of it. That's it's pretty tough.
Pretty tough stuff.
Overall, it was a top-notch entertainment. And I liked it. As a Stallone fan, I liked it very much.
Doesn't sound like he didn't watch Lockup. He's not Stallone. This is incorrect. They're not correct.
It is entertainment font use your minds.
Yeah.
It says font. Yep. I don't know. Maybe that was four.
Four.
It's entertainment. Don't use your minds.
Yeah, maybe
that's
don't,
what
don't
it
use
is.
Your mind.
That's,
maybe. This guy is not a fan of using his mind.
Well, he's also just so eager to post to the IMDb used reviews. He's not fucking proofreading. It's entertainment. Don't use your minds. Just watch it freely, and you will like it. Hail Hollywood! We've been We Hate Movies from New York City.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for coming out, Boston. It has been an awesome time seeing you all again. We are so glad you're here. We're so glad we are safe. We will see you next time. Bye-bye.
See you, guys.
Thank you, everybody.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.